For Black men who are gay or bisexual, the risk of contracting HIV is much higher than it is for everyone else. But despite the risk for those men, there's not much prevention funding being directed toward them. So grassroots organizations are trying to fill the gap, reaching out in creative ways to places where the community meets up. SideFX Public Media's Emily Foreman reports.
For decades, ballroom culture has been an anchor in the LGBTQ, Black, and Latinx communities everywhere. If you haven't seen a ball, contestants either strut or dance their way down a catwalk, showing off their moves, spinning, duck walking, corkscrew dipping down to the floor and popping back up. Some dress in drag, some dress in a polo shirt, baseball cap. It is an athletic sight to see. Ronson Rowley was 19 years old when he first found a home in the ballroom scene.
When I came out to my mother, it was like a hard time between me and her. So it was like when I was at home, I couldn't be myself. So that was my way to go and be around other people like me and express myself and be just as gay as I wanted to be. And then I'll come home and, you know, transform back into this son that my mother wanted me to be. So.
The Red Ribbon Rumble is a ball that happens every first Friday of the month in Indianapolis. The party gets going just before midnight at a rec center.
When I think about runway, there's only one, my son, the Ronson.
At the ball, Rowley goes by Ronson Balenciaga, inspired by the luxury shoe designer.
It's runway.
His event is Runway, so when the MC calls his name, Ronson struts up and down the floor in a black t-shirt and jeans. In the past, he's worn S&M and haute couture-inspired looks, like a birdcage headpiece, fishnets, and a whip. He's not just here to walk. He's here to teach people about HIV. Rowley's an ambassador for a group called Brothers United that works on HIV and STD prevention. And he was chosen because the ballroom community looks up to him.
Being in the community and knowing, like a person to tell me, like, hey, I'm positive and how can I get help with this? And I'm like, in my head, I'm thinking like, oh my God, you're only like 15 or 16.
Black, gay, and bisexual men are the group most likely to get HIV. The CDC projects that half will get it in their lifetime unless prevention efforts are stepped up. Most funding for HIV prevention goes towards the straight population and injection drug users, leaving grassroots organizations to try and reach Black, gay, and bi men.
If you end up building the HIV test, the HIV screening, at no charge.
At every ball, Brothers United offers free testing. A few people get their cheek swabbed to test for HIV. Some get blood drawn to test for STDs. Brothers United also trains ballroom ambassadors like Rowley to share information about good HIV prevention.
We already have names in the ballroom, so a lot of them respect us and look up to us. So they're like, okay, so if Ronson's in the process of getting PrEP, then maybe I should try to do that too.
A big part of what Rowley talks to people about is PrEP, the HIV prevention drug. Black men account for just 10% of PrEP prescriptions, even though they have the highest HIV risk.
Did your mom come around?
Actually, she did.
His mom even went to a ball, and she got tested.
She said, can anybody get tested? I'm like, yeah. So not only did she get to experience a ball, she also got to find out her status. So,
thank you all for coming.
And of the handful of people that got tested tonight, one tested positive, and now has an opportunity to get into treatment, because he found a status among people that understand. For SideFX Public Media, I'm Emily Foreman.